Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Josh, let's see if I can curb my excitement as I tried to get through that headline and give all those bits of information out and just stumbled over my own words.
It's a big day, man. It's a big day. It's an exciting moment.
The Bechtel breakdown for Friday, July 12th. We had a breakdown yesterday. We have a breakdown today. Josh, happy for you to be able to jump along on the breakdown ride.
Absolutely.
So Paul Skenes is the first Pirates pitcher to pitch the All-Star game. Found the stat. Since 1975, it was Jerry Royce who started for the Pirates.
Wow.
Dating back even further, there were two All-Star games a few days apart from each other in 1960 when the Pirates won the World Series. The last championship that's been won clinched in Pittsburgh. I know Zeiss counts the Connie Hawkins.
As he should.
ABA championship
as he
well.
Should.
We'll give him that.
Yes, that's history.
Bob Friend started the first All-Star game on July 11th. Vern Law started the second on July 13th. Both Pirates.
From the same team. Wow.
The same team with two All-Star games in 1960. But it was Jerry Royce for the Pirates in 1975. We're dating back almost 50 years the last time it's happened for the Pirates.
That's insane. Absolutely insane. And how cool is that for Paul Skenes? 22 years old, 11 career starts. He's starting the All-Star game at 22 years old. He's the fifth rookie ever to start an All-Star game on the mound. Insane.
It doesn't even seem real what we're watching, and that in our city. Like, we just got to soak it all in and enjoy it.
I said this in the previous hour. This is something that you don't get to see, and we have it right here in front of us. It's so easy to get caught up in, what, is he going to become a Yankee? Is he going to become a Dodger? Who cares? Watch while you got what you have in front of you. Enjoy it now, because it won't be here forever.
He's going to be here for at least 5 years, you would hope. That's the way the contract's going to work.
And even if that's the case, I'm not even worried about year three right now. I'm not worried about year two. I'm soaking in everything we're getting, because year one, this is history happening in front of our eyes.
Yes.
We got to enjoy it for what it is.
Now, live in the now.
Exactly.
And truly appreciate it.
Truly.
So Netflix has released the sequel to Quarterback. It's now Receiver.
Yes.
Debo Samuel and George Kittle, both of the 49ers. Kittle not a receiver. Well, he technically is, but he's qualified as a tight end.
He might as well be, but yeah.
Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Davante Adams. It was released on Wednesday. I watched it yesterday. I watched two episodes yesterday. I'm completely sucked in.
Wow.
And I might just end up being just a loser on my couch watching it for a lot of this weekend, or I might just watch it on Wednesday when there's no baseball and just watch the remaining six episodes next week, because
two episodes got you that quick.
I am completely hooked.
Wow.
Because I love the behind the scenes of these type of documentaries. Like, we saw it with The Last Dance. We've seen it with
yeah.
the Pete Rose documentary that's coming out on HBO very soon.
And The Last Dance was like the perfect storm, because it was during the pandemic. No one
right.
was going anywhere, so everybody could just sit home and watch it.
It was so enjoyable.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just get sucked in NFL content, especially when there's no when it's new NFL content.
That's fair.
And the league is not going on right now. It is the just deadest time of the NFL calendar.
And yeah, we're going into the deadest time of the sports calendar next week. Remember, Wednesday, Thursday after the All-Star game, there's nothing going on.
Boring. But yeah. I mean, the Olympics are still are going to be starting up.
That's true.
So that'll be that'll help to start to ease the pain a little bit of not having sports.
Yeah. But
are you going to watch it? Are you going to be locked in? Because
I gotta carve out time because it's so hard for me to carve out time these days with two little ones at home. It might be one of those where I'm up at 2 in the morning and the wife is like, will you please shut that off so I can go to sleep? I'll be like, no, it's all about Ross St. Brown. That's the thing that I like about it because you said the list was what? Kittle, St. Brown, Justin Jefferson.
Debo Samuel and Devontae Adams.
That's five of the best in the game.
A ton of stars.
Off the rip. It's five of the best. I'm hoping to get to it at some point. I got a bunch of stuff I got to catch up on. I got to see the most recent episode of The Boys, especially because someone told me recently I look like mother's milk, and I didn't know how to respond to that.
A lot of friends that love The Boys. My buddy Joey keeps telling me to watch it.
If you're a Marvel fan and you want to do something a little bit different, maybe get the other side of things, check out The Boys. But, man, don't watch it with kids around.
It's brutal, I've heard.
I got to wait till the kids are in bed when I watch The Boys because it's a lot.
Especially because quarterback had obviously the best in the game right now, Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And then, but you also had Marcus Mariota.
Right. Well, but then you have a guy like Kirk Cousins, whom I think a lot of people probably had like polarizing views on. But after getting Kirk Cousins involved with that, I think a lot of people had different opinions.
My
of Kirk
opinion
Cousins.
Changed.
Yeah, like
much
you,
more favorable.
You became more of a fan of the guy than you did of the quarterback. You're like, okay, he's a decent dude. You start to relate to some people. And I talked to you about this off air. I'm a wrestling fan. I watched Miz and Mrs. on USA, that reality show. I became a bigger Miz fan as a wrestling fan after watching it because I kind of understood the dude. Because it's like, hey, this is a guy who has one of the coolest jobs in the world. He's got an amazing wife, two beautiful daughters. He's just a guy that's enjoying his life. But at the same time, his dad might be a little quirky.
Yep.
His mother-in-law's a little weird.
Yep.
You just kind of enjoy the ride. But yeah, it's cool to see stuff like that when you don't get access that you normally see.
I got to like Kirk Cousins the man.
Right.
So much more than I ever thought that I would previously. And that's what a lot of this behind the scenes is. Like,
absolutely.
The first couple, I won't spoil it for you, but the first couple episodes of Receiver, like they showed George Kittle at like a birthday party that he had. Like he had a really good game at a birthday party afterwards. And just the interaction that he has with people. Devontae Adams had a party for his kids and half the parents knew him. Half the parents had no idea who he was. So I was like, wow, this is a really nice house you have.
That's insane. The one thing I will say I'm excited about because it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. I am a huge fan of the St. Brown family.
I like him a lot.
If you have not heard about the St. Brown family, go look up the St. Brown family. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Equanimeous St. Brown. I think Osiris is the other one. It's basically family full of brothers. Very educated parents, had these kids go into really good schools. I think Amon-Ra, one went to Stanford, one went to Notre Dame. But they went to like incredible schools, became really good football players. They're an amazing family, man. They're like the Stahl brothers of football. It's insane.
I have one more thing before we go back to Skeens.
Yes.
Well, two more things. EA Sports College Football 25.
Let's go!
Donnie and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. And I picked the Waynesburg University Yellow Jackets that I would rebuild because Waynesburg has not won a championship in the PAC in a while. Donnie picked St. Vincent because he broadcast some games for them. We looked it up, and we're pretty confident. The texters can correct me. I hope they do if I'm wrong. We don't think that you can play with D2 and D3 teams in the game.
Yeah, you might have to use a team builder.
Yeah,
to create them.
You have to create your own Waynesburg team. Here. So I will, my new official pick is that I will finally get Penn State over the top to beat Michigan and Ohio State to win.
Okay, so I have my team builder answer. I'll get to that in a second. But my two current Division I teams that I would use, one is kind of obvious based on my own personal history. I lived in Arkansas for 3 years. I covered the Razorbacks. I was in Fayetteville where the U of A is. I fell in love with just Razorback fandom while I was there. So Arkansas is the obvious number one answer. But I'll go with a little bit of a fallen from grace program that's been on some hard times. They've had some coaching changes. But their stadium should be one of the toughest places to play in the game. I'm going to rebuild Florida, man.
Oh, good pick.
I'm going to rebuild the Gators.
They were a powerhouse for like 15, 20 years.
Chomp chomp, baby. I'm rebuilding chomp chomp. I'm making the swamp one of the toughest places to play again.
Oh, the Tim Tebow days.
Like, now that's a documentary that left me wanting. The Florida one. Like, there's so much stuff they left out. We won't get into that now. But my team builder pick, who better to revive to glory than the 1937 Orange Bowl champion, Duquesne Dukes, baby?
There we go.
Let's go. Of course I'm putting Duquesne back in the
Duquesne game. Duquesne man and you at heart will always live forever.
Absolutely. Which, by the way, I might as well just put this out there now. You're surely color commentary for Duquesne football home games on radio.
Let's go. So, we love it.
Yeah, so there's that. But yeah, NCAA 25, I'm wasting so many hours and I don't care.
Donnie and I also chopped around yesterday. Is this the greatest Team USA basketball team that we've ever seen? Pure talent-wise, are they better than the 1992 Dream Team or even the Redeem Team?
92 is the OG, and the OG, you're not going to get better than 92.
Because
I'm sorry.
I agree with you, but the counter-argument to that is that Larry Bird retired just a few days after the Olympics. Magic Johnson was not the player that
Magic
he was.
It was after the AIDS diagnosis. I agree with that. But
LeBron,
still.
If you're comparing the rosters, LeBron and Michael Jordan, just cross them off. They cancel each other out. Steph Curry or Magic Johnson? Titles say Magic. Pure talent and how he changed the game, says Steph Curry. Kevin Durant versus Larry Bird. I love Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Legend, man. Larry Legend. Sorry.
Larry Bird's probably my favorite NBA player outside of Steph Curry.
Bird was a bad, bad man.
Kevin Durant is probably, from a pure talent perspective, better. If I wanted to pick a team, I want Larry Bird over Durant. But talent, I go with Durant.
Durant's probably the better scorer, but Bird was an all-around player. Like, Bird could do everything.
Patrick
he could dribble,
Ewing.
He could shoot, he could pass, he could rebound, he could defend, he did it all.
Patrick Ewing versus Anthony Davis?
As much as I respect Patrick Aloysius Ewing, I might go AD over Patrick Ewing.
Barkley against, I mean, what other bigs are on this team? Bam Adebayo, Barkley.
Chuck in his prime was pretty good.
Very
Chuck
good.
Was 6'5", and was playing against dudes half a foot taller than him and beating them down.
Where
Chuck
do you put Anthony Edwards, because I think he's going to be a superstar in the NBA for 15 years.
See, you give me Ant, and I'm going to counter Ant with Scotty.
Right.
And I'm taking Scotty over Ant.
At the same time, though, we've seen Scotty's full career, and we haven't seen Ant's full career.
This is true. But, like, as far as ability and what they can do, and if you put them head-to-head, Scotty's shutting Ant down. Sorry.
Also, Derek White has no business being on this team, especially over Jaylen Brown, the finals MVP. That's a slap in the face on your own team.
And is Kawhi Leonard pulling out? Did
he
I hear
pulled
about
out,
that
and that's why Derek White took his spot.
Yeah, and now here's something that we're leaving out. There are a couple guys on that team. You got one of the top five league scorers in history on that team in Karl Malone. You got one of the top guys in league history in assists and steals in Don Stockton, and in my opinion, might have been the best pure point guard that ever played the game as far as being able to just run the floor, play defense, offense, and defense, and do all the things. We haven't talked about Chris Mullin. There were guys on that team that we're talking about top 50, top 75 players on that 92 team. I'm not trying to diss my own generation. And bear in mind, I had the Dream Team poster in my bedroom growing up.
Big
that
time.
Collection, dude, all-timers, man. Nothing against these dudes. And you're right. A team with Derek White on it, I think, is immediately disqualified. Nothing against Derek White.
Christian Laettner was on the other team.
And Christian Laettner had no business being there.
No business. He was just a great college player.
He was the preeminent college player, and Mike Krzyzewski just happened to be an assistant.
In that instance, if you want to go the route of the best college player like they had with Laettner, instead of Derek White, I would have rather seen Cooper Flagg, who's going to Duke, who is like this going to be this perennial, incredible star.
So you want to run it back late in your style, basically.
I would have gone with Cooper Flagg over Derek White. I think Derek White is a fine NBA player. But I would rather see the potential Cooper Flagg practicing with that team and getting a couple minutes with those potential. I mean, there's probably, what, 10 Hall of Famers on that team? And then there's Halliburton, who knows. Jalen Brunson was snubbed compared with Halliburton being on that team.
Yeah.
Halliburton's a fine player. Jalen Brown is better. And I think Brunson's better.
Not seeing Jaylen Brown on that was kind of surprising to me. I'm a Jaylen Brown guy. I like Tatum, but I'm a Jaylen Brown guy. But, as far as teams go, I'm going with the OGs.
All right, back to Skeens in the final part of the Bechtel breakdown. Rookies to start the All-Star game. This is your list. Hideo Nomo in 1995. Fernando Valenzuela in 1981.
Fernando Mania. The year I was born. Fernando Mania.
The Bird. Mark Fidrich
Mark the Bird.
In 1976, and Dave Stenhouse in 1962, the second All-Star game. The 60s loved having two All-Star games. and Paul Skeens in 2024.
That's a list, man. That's a that those last three. I mean, granted, like I mentioned, Fernando Mania was the year I was born, but Hideo Nomo, he took the league by storm, dude. He was a house on fire in 95. I remember that very well. I was in high school. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
First in 29 years.
First in 29 years.
Be a rookie
about
and start the All-Star game.
And I imagine we will talk about that quite a lot later on today because I'm anchoring tonight on the sports desk at KDKA, so we'll talk about a lot there too. I love this, man. We should do this more often.
I love the breakdown. It's my favorite part of Friday shows.
NCAA 25, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. All right. Like, now we gotta behave and be adults again now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul. First of all, how are you doing? I just wanted to congratulate you. I've chosen you to be the starter for the National League in the 2024 All-Star Game. I'm really, really excited for you. It's an unbelievable honor and one that's so well-deserved.
How about a round of applause?
Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you, sir. That's unbelievable. That's awesome.
That was the moment that Paul Skeens learned that he has been chosen. Torey Lovullo, the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He is the manager for the National League in this year's All-Star Game. But that's when we found out that Paul Skeens found out that he is the starter for the National League in the MLB All-Star Game. Fifth rookie ever and the first in 29 years since Hideo Nomo in 1995. And Josh Taylor here, by the way, in on the Joe Starkey Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Josh, and for Joe, play hooky from work and join Joe Starkey at Top Golf for the first round at Royal Troon on Thursday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Joe will broadcast and watch the Open and probably take a swing or two. You can join him, and while you're there, sample Bell's beer, watch day one from Royal Troon, and win prizes. That's the news of the day. Like, Austin Bechtold is here with me. He's on the ones and twos. We pretty much found this information out. We're like, okay, what else do we need to talk about today? And actually, that's not entirely true. There is another piece of a very cool baseball news. It's not Paul Skeens huge, but it's pretty big, and it involves a local product, J.J. Weatherholt, Mars Fighting Planets, West Virginia infielder. He is currently projected as ESPN's number one overall choice in the MLB entry draft coming up this weekend. So it's a big day to talk about baseball in Pittsburgh. Granted, the draft has not happened yet, but there is the very strong expectation. And it's been that way for at least a month now. But as we get closer to the draft, it seems like the likelihood it continues to increase that J.J. Weatherholt, former Mars Fighting Planet, could be the number one overall draft. Or it could be the number one overall pick in the MLB entry draft. So it's a really cool day to talk about baseball in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was really cool to see because Skeens joined Dan Patrick on his show and Torey Lovullo just surprisingly called in, at least to Skeens' surprise. And Dan Patrick even asked him, like, do you ever get excited? Like, you just say, like, it's cool. Yeah, it's nice. Like, I'm excited. It's unbelievable. It's awesome. That's just the type of guy that he is. Even keeled, doesn't show too much emotion, just goes out there and shoves.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Shaq. Like, just early career Shaq, like, he never really got, like, overexcited or rattled. You're like, Shaq, big game, how you doing? I just want to thank you to my mother and my father. I'm just excited and glad to be here. We got another win. Like, his voice has never changed. Like, no emotion, no nothing. Paul Skeens is just, he's Terminator mode. I kind of like it. I think it's kind of fun. The last guy I can think of as far as Pirates that was like that, Jamison Tyone had a little bit of that. But it wasn't to this magnitude. Like, Jamison Tyone had a little bit of, you know, very straight face kind of Terminator. No, very, very Dr. Spock, no emotions. Like, I used to joke that he might be part Vulcan. Star Trek fans, if you know, you know. But yeah, that was the last guy I think that was probably close to that. But Paul Skeens kind of takes it to a whole nother level. Like, he just doesn't crack.
He's a guy just so easy to like.
He is easy to like. That's true.
You know, like,
he's very easy to like.
He's probably the most likable pirate since Andrew McCutchen. Dating back, I mean, is he the most likable pirate outside of McCutchen in the last 30 years? Is he becoming more likable than Andrew McCutchen was during his peak? Or at least, will he become that in the next year or so? I think it's possible.
I think it's possible, too. And success will probably shift that perception one way or another. And the better he gets, the more people will probably feel that way. But I could see how he could be likable just from the standpoint of being a very mild-mannered guy, military background, and coming from like a family that just has those values instilled in you from the beginning. It's one of those things that, like, you know, that parents wanted their daughters to meet when they were teenagers. You should go meet that Skeens boy down the street. He's a really nice young man. He's got a great family. His parents are great. His family's in the military. You should go talk to him. He's a nice boy.
Great future ahead of him, too.
He's got a great future ahead of him. He's just so set up for success. Like, all the parental acceptable things that you heard as a teenager about a kid. But yeah, that's I think that says a great point. And it's very rare that those two things intersect.
Yeah.
Generational athlete, incredibly likable. Probably the last person we saw in Pittsburgh like that was Sidney Crosby. Generational athlete, incredibly likable.
Yeah,
that's the last time.
I've talked to people that have played with him, people that know him. We talked to his two coaches at Air Force and LSU.
Okay.
And people just rave about the character, the makeup of the person, and the work ethic. I mean, people like to make
fun
of...
That's the thing I like, the work ethic.
People like to make fun of him in the bullpen and his routine. Like, he has that big, like, blue... I don't even know how to describe it. Like, cylinder-looking thing that he uses to, like, replicate the motion of throwing a pitch. And he uses the band.
He looks like Sisyphus trying to throw the boulder off his shoulders.
He just does every single thing that you can think of.
It's incredible.
To warm up. Throws a football, trying to be the next Steelers starting quarterback in the outfield to warm up. It's crazy. I mean, every Skeens start, I've sat out by the bullpen to watch him warm up. And just the regimen and routine that he warms up with, it draws crowds three deep in the bullpen to watch.
You got to admire, like, the dedication to the regimen of it all. Like, in wrestling, they call it the dedication to the gimmick. Like, he totally lives the gimmick. But this is no gimmick. This is a guy who has completely committed himself to being the absolute best he can be every time he's on the mound, and the results are there. Excuse me. We see a lot of different athletes who have great track records. They're hardworking guys. They have great work ethics. But you don't see everything they do pay off the way we've seen it with Paul Skeens, and it's paying off in spades right now. It's really ridiculous if you think about what we've seen from him in 11 starts. 11 starts, and he's starting the All-Star game. It's really, and I talked about this previously on the show, it's really rare that not only you get to witness it, you know, up close, or that you get to witness it in general, but you also get to witness it in your own backyard. We get to go down to the North Shore and see this happen. I got a chance to walk across the bridge from KDKA-TV, to walk across the bridge to the North Shore with, I think it was Steve Banco, Jeremiah Miller, a couple of producers. And actually, I think we drove. I think Jared Barton might have been driving. Bunch of us rode over there, rode across the bridge to watch this happen, to watch him debut and watch this phenom. And, like, you hear the word phenom tossed around, but this guy's a legit phenom. You saw this guy go over and pitch in front of your stadium, in front of your fan base. That is something that if you're in this city right now, and I can't stress this enough, I understand there's that feeling in the back of your mind. Like it just kind of sits there. I get that part. You wonder what's going to happen. You wonder when the other shoe is going to drop. I can't think about that right now. I want to watch and see what's in front of me because it's a once in a lifetime thing. And by God, it's fun to watch in real time. And it's just getting better as it goes.
Like, I know I'm a young guy and I haven't seen as many All-Star games as a lot of other people, but this is the most excited I've ever been to watch an All-Star game, to watch a game that doesn't count for anything. It's not like the winner has home field in the World Series anymore. Just an exhibition of the best of the best, but it's the best All-Star game out of any of the four major sports. And, I mean, the only other time that rivals it for me is when Josh Bell was in the Home Run Derby. That year when he was hitting balls over the batter's eye, into the river. But that wasn't the game itself. Like, the Pirates have had games with four representatives. Remember when, like, McCutchen made it, Josh Harrison made it, Melanson, Jason Grilley, all the great bullpen guys that they had. But nothing, and this is just for one inning that Skeens is likely going to pitch, maybe two, is what's driving so many people from this city to the TV. And then also, Brian Reynolds is in the game too. Let's not forget about that. And he has been on an absolute heater over the last month and a half.
No, to your point, I was trying to think of the last time I was this engaged in an All-Star game. And I had to think back, and I think it's 1999. I think that's it. And it was Pedro Martinez.
At home.
At home in Boston. And bear in mind, this was the Mark McGwire, Sammy. This is like right after the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa chase in 98. And those guys were in the starting lineup. This is the group of hitters that Pedro Martinez faced in the 1999 All-Star game. Barry Larkin led off at short, struck him out swinging. Larry Walker was the second hitter. I think he was the DH. Struck him out looking. Sammy Sosa struck him out swinging in five pitches. Goes in for the second inning. Mark McGwire struck him out swinging in four pitches. Matt Williams reaches on an error, and then Jeff Bagwell, he strikes out Bagwell swinging, and then Matt Williams is caught stealing, so it was a caught stealing double play. He struck out five of the six guys he faced, and we're talking about all-time hitters here. That's the last time I saw something that was that intriguing in an All-Star game, because Pedro came in, one of the best pitchers in the game at the time, and he mowed down the best hitters in the game. We get a chance to see that Tuesday. We might see Paul Skeens mow down some of the best hitters in the AL on Tuesday.
Didn't he win All-Star Game MVP?
I believe he did. Let me double check.
How often do we see a pitcher win All-Star Game MVP? Usually it's a batter with a big home run or a clutch hit in the 7th, 8th, or 9th. But to see, especially a starting, well, any pitcher, win All-Star Game MVP is just very rare, because of how few instances they have to play in the game. They get an inning. They get like three, four, five batters where somebody will have three at-bats.
He was the MVP. Pedro's the MVP in 99. They won that game 4-1. They won the All-Star game 4-1, and Pedro was the MVP because he struck out five out of six dudes. And the sixth guy got on because of an error. Like, what? We could see that in real time come Tuesday. That's nuts. That's absolutely insane. Now, bear in mind, we're talking about all of this, and this is coming off the heels of what we saw yesterday. So now, coming off that performance yesterday, seven no-hit innings, now this guy's walking onto the mound at the All-Star game with all eyes in baseball on Paul Skeens. We got to take a break because we're really, really up against it. But we come back. We're taking your phone calls, 412-928-9370. Paul Skeens starting in the All-Star game. When's the last time you were excited to watch an MLB All-Star game? For me, it was 1999. Austin, what year did you say it was for you?
Oh, man.
Or is this the first one for you?
This is going to be the most exciting one by far.
There you go. Like, I think maybe before 99 might have been 95 when Hideo Nomo started, and he was also a rookie then too. I got to go back and look up that box score and see how that one went. But Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe and Austin Bechtold on the ones and twos. We were here to witness history, Austin. We were here when the news broke that Paul Skeens, in case you haven't heard, Paul Skeens, I mean, Austin just talked about it during Fan Headlines, but we'll reiterate in case you missed that also. Paul Skeens, your starter for the National League in the 2024 MLB All-Star Game. Torey Lovullo, called Paul Skeens, or should say called into Dan Patrick's show while he was interviewing Paul Skeens to reveal that news to him. Huge, huge deal in my estimation. And the question we're asking out there right now, when was the last time you were excited to watch an MLB All-Star game? Because by and large, All-Star games these days, regardless of the sport, All-Star games are their shells of their former selves. They are watered down versions of what they used to be. Who watches the Pro Bowl? The NHL All-Star game, that might be the one that at least still requires some level of skill and competition because they've broken it down into a 3-on-3 tournament. So there is still some competition required. The NBA All-Star game just kind of feels like a glorified shoot around now. There's not a lot of defense play. There might be 170 points scored by the winning team. MLB All-Star game? Yeah, they trot guys out there. You don't see a lot of what you probably would see in a more competitive game. But now? Now you get to see Paul Skeens, the guy right now in Major League Baseball, on the mound against some of the best hitters in the game. This could be 1999 Pedro Martinez in Boston revisited, where he struck out 5 of the 6 guys he faced and faced the minimum. This could be Hideo Nomo in 1995 when he struck out 3 of the 6 guys he faced and faced the minimum. That's what we're looking at. We're talking stuff we haven't seen in 25, 30 years of possibility of having this kind of excitement for an All-Star game. 412-928-9370. We got Craig on the line. Craig, you're on the Fan.
Hey, I was just thinking back a year ago when we were getting ready for the draft and deciding if we were going to pick Dylan Cruz or Paul Skeens.
it feels like a lifetime ago, right?
I was thinking we could be going and visiting or watching Dylan Cruz out at Altoona right now, or we could be getting ready for this All-Star game to watch Skeens. We got to give Sherrington some props.
Could you imagine if that would have happened with Dylan Cruz and we found out Paul Skeens was starting the All-Star game? Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? Pirate fans would be going crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Like
Washington Nationals, Paul Skeens starting the All-Star game. We'd be going nuts.
Totally agree. We'd be on this radio station talking about how crazy the Pirates are. Thanks for the call, Craig. And literally, Austin and I were talking about this during the break. We're past pitchforks and torches. We're past rioting in Market Square. We're past all that if that happens. It's way worse. If the Pirates draft Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens makes the All-Star game as a National, forget about it. It gets absolutely ridiculous. Dennis and Coriopolis, you're on the Fan. Hello, Dennis. You there, Dennis? Hello.
Hey, earphones out.
Hi, Dennis.
I'm ready to go on the phone, you hear?
Dennis, call back. We got to keep it moving. We're at the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And there's a level of excitement to watch this happen. And it's worth mentioning. The guy I kind of feel bad for in all of this happening, the guy I feel bad for is Brian Reynolds. Because Brian Reynolds, since, June 1st, maybe even late May, has been one of the best hitters in baseball. And he played his way onto this roster. Not too different from how Paul Skeens pitched himself onto the mound to start this game. But for me, that raises the excitement. We're talking about seeing Paul Skeens play, and that's great. It's absolutely true. But there's another Pirate there too in Brian Reynolds, so you're going to see both of these guys have the opportunity to represent the Pirates on this roster. And Brian Reynolds, to this point, and I love how the last caller mentioned, give Ben Cherington some credit for drafting Paul Skeens. How about we give Ben Cherington some credit for giving Brian Reynolds the contract that he has? Because that kind of gets left out. Because we love to get caught in the talk about, well, they're not going to pay this guy, they're not going to pay that guy. Well, they paid Brian Reynolds. And Brian Reynolds is having the season that he has. So I'm giving Ben Cherington credit for Paul Skeens And I'm giving them credit for paying Brian Reynolds. We got Matt on the line. Matt, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Josh. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped about Skeens. Like, such a good story. Like, he's a class act. And also, the last call, like, I kind of forgot about how big of a debate, like, Dylan Cruz was.
I got calls about it on the sports call every time I was on. It was crazy.
I'm like, thank goodness. So, anyways, my point was, like, don't forget about Reynolds, too. Like, what do you think his role will be in the game?
He's not a starter. He's already been chosen as a reserve. But I do hope we get to see him play. I imagine he'll probably get some run there because these days they're playing most of those guys out there. They're not trying to have guys out there too long and risk getting injured. So I'm pretty sure we'll see an inning or two out of him. He'll probably hit at least once, you'd figure. And I hope we get to see him hit because I'd like to. He's earned it.
Yep. And totally his statistics, like, yeah, I listen to the station quite a bit and, like, it's like people don't realize he's like number one or number two and like this, that, and the other. Like,
yeah,
he's pretty good.
I mean, he was second. He was second in his position group in home runs as of like a week ago. He was first in hits. He was second in like OPS. There was a lot of stuff that he was just doing at a level that really warranted him making it. So I'm glad he was selected. Totally agree with you.
Yeah. There. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call, Matt. 412-928-9370. When's the last time you were this excited about an MLB All-Star game? Lou in Neville Island, you're on the Fan.
I would say like late 70s, early 80s when I was a 9, 10-year-old kid.
There you go.
A Yankee. I was a Yankee fan. My brother was a Dodgers fan. The other brother was a Reds fan.
Wow.
And we used to watch Reggie Jackson, Steve Garvey, and Pete Rose. It was like a dream come true. I don't think you can overstate how big of a deal this is, in my opinion. He's a once-in-a-lifetime player. I would offer him 8 years. $240 million right now. Take a chance. They'll sell that many tickets. They'll make money on the deal. His final year arbitration, he's going to be over $30 million. They're going to have to trade him before then. I would sign his ass right now. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Spoken like a true Yankee fan at the end. I can say that. My wife's a Yankee fan. She grew up in the Bronx. And she can be kind of colorful, too. Anyway, I'm going to get a call about that. Anyway, to Lou's point, there aren't many guys, there aren't many athletes, there aren't many things you can see with your entertainment dollar that are going to draw the way Paul Skeens is capable of drawing in Pittsburgh. Like, you hear people talk about, like, you know, ratings grabbers or needle movers. Paul Skeens is a needle mover. Paul Skeens is a Roman Reigns t-shirt tribal chief needle mover. He's going to move the needle in the All-Star game. He's going to move the needle at Pirates games at PNC Park. I kind of agree with Lou. If there's a guy you're going to offer ridiculous, unprecedented big money to, offer it to him because he's going to move the needle enough that he feels like an investment that can pay for itself. Especially given the economics of Major League Baseball, it's not that crazy of a thought. Just, I kind of go with Lou here. It's one of those things you think about over the long term.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.